I never think about the future, I just live for today. And if you want a ready answer, I've got nothing to say. So please don't bother talking to me, I'll just disappoint you. Because I'm quite content to sit right here with nothing to do. That you used to know. I used to be the guy that had some place to go. But that was yesterday, girl. Yesterday, girl. Yesterday, girl. Yesterday, girl. And you're my yesterday, girl. Yesterday, girl. Yesterday, girl. Yesterday, girl. I never want to find an answer, cause I don't like the truth. And if I find just what I'm looking for, I've something to lose. I just won't feel the same.
I'll do what you say, it doesn't matter anyway.
And when I think about religion, well, there's no one to blame.
I'm not even here, it doesn't matter what I do.
Now I'm not the same guy that you used to know. I used to be the turkey fella with some place to go.
Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One.
We're coke and a dollar pistol.
Yeah. You're listening to the Classic Ruins on WMFO in Mepha.
Short lives.
Tell Hello?
Erica, got your sweats on, girl? Today's speed walking day.
Oh, I gotta take my mom to the doctor.
Erica, your mom is in Georgia.
Dorothy, you're breaking up.
Did I mention that we'll be slowing down when we pass that basketball court where the Fine Brothers play?
I heard that.
I knew you would.
Just give me a minute to put on some makeup.
Sorry, you're breaking up.
Even when exercise is the last thing on your mind, don't give in to excuses. Your sisters can provide the motivation and support you need to eat right, get active, and reduce your risk of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. With the power of sisterhood, there's just no excuse not to live a healthier life. For more information, go to everydaychoices.org. Brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the American Diabetes Association, the American Heart Association, the Ad Council, and this station.
I got home from the gig at 6 o'clock this morning, and the temperature outside was already 82. And they started construction next door with no warning. Nail guns and drills and jackhammers too. I used to think that someday I'd get a break. Maybe I even get famous by mistake. But I still play the dives, though I can't stand the jive. Can you play Stevie Ray or Mustang Sally? As I get older, I get tired. Sometimes I wish I could retire and collect my Social Security. I could have been home maybe at 4, but my ride was still flirting, and I feel like a jerk to say, can we go home now, please? So I went and had me one more, though I knew I'd be hurting when I go get the kid at 2:45. My wife and I don't see too much of each other. She works in the day, and at night she's a mother. But I'm one hell of a day, and that ain't too bad. Against all the odds, still in matrimony, and I can still play in time, remember most of the rhymes, and I get a few cold drinks for free. I put on the coffee and I peek out the front door. The sun beating down about 100 degrees. I'll probably get cancer, though I don't smoke no more. Those kids in the clubs puffing just like chimneys. But I could be on the street playing for change. I used to do that a lot, ain't it strange? And though the times then were lean, at least the air there was clean. At least, well, I mean, relatively. I open the fridge and I sigh. If I was more hungry, I'd die. And I've got to go make groceries. My back, it is bent from slinging my guitar. My knuckles are knotted and my throat is sore too. It's hard finding rent from inside a tip jar. My jackets are rotted and my shirts are worn through. But the hardest piece to find in this puzzle I'm playing is my peace of mind, not the dues that I'm paying. Should I be out catching crooks or teaching kids to read books? Is there some purpose or value in this thing that I do? But this choice that I made for a strange kind of trade ain't something that I really thought through.
The disco, all of the This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
comes to you, and whatever you say, it was in his eyes.
pretend that it's like it was before.